CRI News, I'm Ding Lulu. The former party chief of Chongqing Municipality, Bo Xilan, has been charged with bribery, embezzlement and abuse of power. The indictment paper was delivered to Jinan City People's Procuratorate in East China's Shandong Province today. According to the indictment paper, Bo Xilai took the advantage of his position to seek profits for others and accepted an extremely large amount of money and properties. The paper said he also embezzled a huge amount of public money and abused his office, seriously harming the interests of the state and people. Bo Xilai had been informed of his legal rights and interviewed by prosecutors. New data shows that China's job market picked up in the first half despite economic difficulties, but employment pressure remains high. Figures from the Ministry of Human Resources and Social Security showed that China added 7.25 million jobs in the first 6 months of the year, an increase of 310,000 year-on-year. The registered urban unemployment rate stood at 4.1% at the end of the second quarter. At least 78 people are confirmed dead and over 100 others hurt in a train derailment in northern Spain. The train jumped the tracks while pulling into the city of San Diego de Compostela in Spain's northwest Wednesday evening. The train, which was traveling from Madrid to Ferrol, derailed on a bend shortly after coming out of a tunnel. Initial indications from survivors are suggesting the train was running too quickly when it hit the curve. At least 13 carriages came off the rails, with several of them catching fire. The death toll from an asylum seeker boat sinking off the southern coast of Indonesia Java Island rose to 11, while 189 were saved. The Indonesian Rescue Agency is still trying to gather accurate information about the exact number of the asylum seekers on board. The asylum seekers have been transferred to a temporary detention center in West Java's Bogor City. The boat was on the way to Australia's Christmas Island to seek asylum before capsizal. The Japanese government has welcomed the nomination of the former U.S. First Daughter, Caroline Kennedy, as Washington's ambassador to Japan. Japanese Chief Cabinet Secretary Yoshihide Suga said the government appreciated the nomination as it reflected the great importance the Obama administration attaches to the Japan-U.S. alliance. U.S. President Barack Obama tapped the daughter of late President John F. Kennedy to be the new ambassador to Japan on Wednesday. 57-year-old Caroline Kennedy is the only surviving child of Kennedy, who was assassinated when she was only 6 years old in 1963. Heavy rain has been falling in the quake zone in northwest China's Gansu province since Wednesday, hampering the transport of relief materials. A 6.6 magnitude quake jolted the Jiangxia area of the Mingxian and Jiangxian counties on Monday, leaving at least 95 people dead. Another 1,461 people were injured. The heavy rain has muddied rural roads and made it impossible for vehicles to reach residents of the village of Yongguan in Mingxian. The heavy rain also caused a landslide in the village. New data shows that Spanish unemployment rate fell for the first time for 2 years to 26.26% in the second quarter. The number of jobless people fell by 225,000 over the quarter, dipping under the psychological barrier of 6 million. Spain now has the second highest level of unemployment in Europe, after Greece, which posted a jobless rate of 26.9% in April. The improved data came a day after the Bank of Spain said the Spanish economy, the fourth biggest in the Eurozone, seemed close to a recovery. Apple says that its revenue from China fell by 14% year-on-year to $4.6 billion in the quarter ending June the 29th. The figure, which represents a 43% decline from the previous quarter, marks the first time that Apple's revenue in China has fallen. This is despite the fact that Apple has shifted 31.2 million units of iPhone 5 worldwide during the same period, a better-than-expected result. Analysts have attributed the sluggish sales in China to strong competition from other brands. And that's the latest from CRI News. I'm Ding Lulu in Beijing.